blessed and good God we serve. Thank you for the marvelous light you shine upon our lives. Acts chapter 22 verse 11. Acts chapter 22 verse 11. Praise God. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, he went into Damascus with a new intention. He left Jerusalem to go to Damascus to bring and bind those who were preaching about Christ to be prosecuted. As he was going, he encountered, the Bible calls, a great light. And that the glory of that light brought him into a new life. Let's lift our hands to God today. Light has glory. There is no time we encounter light that glory does not result. Well, we are before the Father of lights. We didn't name this church Lighthouse. I tell you the truth, I lie not. He named it Lighthouse. By word of prophecy, no one will go out of here without contacting light. Amen. Thank you, Spirit of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen. Please have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. Praise God. It gives us great joy when we see elders like youth also turn into Lighthouse. I warn the people. I said, if a youth leaves, you know, youth are very rascal. You know, they are full of energy. They are like excited electrons. When they shoot up and dissipate their energy, they fall back to their energy level. So, but we love them. We love them. But if an elder leaves, elder won't leave you. Amen. What destroy the rule of the son of Solomon was because the elders left. He didn't recover. The kingdom split in his hand. Nothing will split in your hand in Jesus' name. Amen. The curse that's upon the house of Eli was that there will be no elder in that family. Please honor elders. We welcome you, sir. We have in our midst, Daddy. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Daddy. I mean, thank you, Daddy. You may have your seat. Thank you, sir. You may have your seat, sir. See how Daddy at 90 was dancing. And you are 19. When you look at them, you gain instruction. You won't be without one. In the name of Jesus. Father Lord, we thank you as we go into your word. Open our eyes. May we not go without contacting you in Jesus' name. Light has glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 41 talks about the glory of the sun, the glory of the moon, and the glory of stars. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. Even among stars, one star differeth from another star in glory. I bring you a word from the Lord today. The glory of the light. Acts chapter 22, verse 11. We read it in a while shortly. And when I could not see for the glory of that light. What light? Let's go up to verse 6. In verse 6, he described the encounter he had on the way to Damascus. In Acts chapter 9, Luke described the encounter because Luke wrote the book of Acts. But in Acts, this was Paul recounting his experience. It was his testimony. In verse 6, it says, "And it came to pass, as I made my journey, I was come nigh unto Damascus, about noon," so it was not night, "suddenly there shone from heaven a great light." In the course of the months, we discussed the different types of light that we could gather. Because in James chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible introduced God as the Father of lights. He didn't say Father of light. He calls him the Father of lights. James 1 17. He says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights." In that exploration, we read about two great lights that God made in Genesis chapter 1 verse 14. Between Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 and 16, the Bible talked about God made two great lights. One to rule in the day and the other to rule in the night. Verse 15 says, "Let them," you see that verse 16 says, "and made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also." We also encountered Jesus who described himself in John chapter 10, verse 11. 8:12. Thank you. Thank you. Chapter 8, verse 12. Thank you. Yeah, Jesus spake again and said, "I am the light of this world." Thank you. "If he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." So we see the light of the world there. The Bible also talks about the light of the body. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, it says, "The eye is the light of the body. If thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." It says in that verse 22, the light of the body is the eye. So we see that there is the light of the body. The light of the body there is actually talking about our understanding. If you notice, it didn't say the light of the body is the eyes, but it said it's the eye. Bible talks about the eye of our understanding being enlightened. Now, in this Acts chapter 22, the Bible talked about the great light in verse 6. It said, "There shone unto him a great light from heaven. And because of the glory of that light, he could not see." Because of the glory of the light that shone to him from heaven. Glory represents splendor, color, magnificence, and excellence. The white light we see, if we are able to like separate this white light, we discover it's actually more colorful than we think. That white light you see outside is composed of seven other lights, or rather seven other colors. And you cannot see it except it is separated. There's something they call a prism that's able to separate those lights for you. In that white light is red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Praise the Lord. Praise God. That's a product of light, I tell you. Amen. Praise God. Now, that's what light does. It brings us into glory. Darkness obscures color and robs one of glory. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. Anytime we are sufficiently illuminated, glory results. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Last week we talked about the new day. What brings us into new day is not the chronological movement of our watch moving from 11 to 12, but rather the incidence of light that divides our day. We see that in Genesis chapter 1 verse 16. It said, let the light divide the day from darkness. So anytime light is introduced, we come into a new experience. Praise the Lord. Now, these lights have variation in glory. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 41, it talked about the glory of the sun and the glory of the moon and the glory of the stars. If we go to Genesis chapter 37, Genesis chapter 37 verse 9, we see what could represent the sun, the moon, and the stars, even in that as it relates to our lives. In Genesis chapter 37 verse 9, the Bible recorded the dream of Joseph. He said, and he dreamed yet another dream and told his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Verse 10 says, and he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come and bow down ourselves to the earth? Praise the Lord. Now we see here that in our life's course, there are lights that we enjoy, talking about the moon, the sun, and the stars. We have come into certain benefits as a result of our parents, talking about the moon and the stars. There are certain glory we enjoy because of the parents that gave birth to us. There are certain lights that shine upon our lives because of those who parented us. There are certain things we enjoy because of our siblings, translating to the stars, or because of the connectivity or connections we have. There are certain things that come upon our lives because of the light shine upon us from these sources. Remember the story of my sister? She said this. The relationship she has, she saw how the sister's life had progressively changed, even though she did not preach to her. That's a result of some light that is shining to her in that respect. The environment and places we live also do shine some light upon our lives. Praise the Lord. Just because somebody relocated, you may not have had a new degree, but just changing where you are planted can bring you under a new sunlight completely. Give God a hand clap. So we see here that these lights have variations of glory. 1 Corinthians 15:41, it said, there is a glory of the sun, there is a glory of the moon, there's a glory of the stars. And even among the stars, they differ in glory. This morning, I want to introduce to you the glory of the great light. Praise God. That is incomparable to any other glory we may have derived from other lights that shine on us. Maybe because you choose a very great career, you have encountered great lights. You know, great pay, great you know, recognition, great visibility, and all of that. And there's nothing wrong with that, because these lights, they shed glory upon our lives. There is one glory of the sun. Let's see Genesis Psalm 19 verse 1. See what the Bible says concerning the things that surround us, or the heavens that is around us. He said, the heavens declare the glory of God. Psalm 19 from verse 1. Did you see that? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show forth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. So when we see the environment that surrounds us, our background, our connections, our course of study, the places we walk, the places we live, you know, they shine some measure of light upon our lives, from which we have derived great value. But in the life of Paul, he encountered another light. Praise the Lord. And he said, in his account, he called this light the great light. Acts chapter 22, verse 6. It is that great light and his glory that I want to share with us today. We thank God for the eminent grace and glory we have enjoyed. Please, by all means, you cannot call your parents not your parents anymore. I tell you, a light was shined upon us because of them. We cannot call our siblings, they are no longer our siblings. We cannot detach and disconnect ourselves from this, you know, great light that God has put in our lives. You remember what the Bible says? It says, he that curseth his mother and his father, his light shall be put out. That means he won't have light over it again. So I don't want us to ignore that. There are lights upon our lives. But outside all of these lights, including going to school, going, having education, locating, my daughter said, you know, that place is like the rich area's place. I tell you, that's a light. I tell you, you know, praise God. I'm telling you, you know, she said it's better than where it was before. So you can see how penetrating or glorious that the light is drawing from that environment. Anytime we encounter light, glory is the result. Now, see what he said concerning this great light. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus, about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven. It was noon, so it wasn't like it was dark. But there is another light that shone upon him. Give God a hand clap. Praise the Lord. My dear brother and sister, the most noble encounter we can have is the encounter of this great light, because of the glory it brings into our lives. In his account, in verse 22, in verse 11, he said, because of the glory of this light, I could not see. The glory was, it made him not count any other thing worthy to be looked upon. The glory was enormous. It is my prayer today that we will go out of here with that same encounter in Jesus' name. What constitutes the glory he found in this light? Praise God. In verse 10, Acts chapter 22, verse 10, God raised somebody up for him called Ananias. And God said to him, this light he encountered, which was Christ, is the day spring from on high, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 78. Verse 79, he said, this great light, the day spring that is from an eye, it is that same light he was seeing here. Verse 10 now says, and I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. So the first reality that we encounter when we encounter this light is the notice of what is appointed. Say, what is appointed? My dear brother and sister, I come by God this morning to let you know there are things appointed for you. God meant you alone to do it for him. but you will not consider a replacement in Jesus' name. Anytime we contact this great light, the reality of what is appointed for us come upon us. Don't forget, he said, go there, it shall be told you what is appointed for you. Now, let's see what he got when he got there. Let's go to verse 14. Hallelujah. Ananias now said to him, in fact, let's roll up to verse 13. Ananias came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive, it was Saul at the time, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him, and he said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee. Unlike him working for the government who were sponsoring him to go and hold and bring the people, I mean the disciples, to punish and to kill them. You remember, he supervised the death of Stephen. That's what he was actively doing, but that's not what he was appointed to do. You won't do what you are not appointed to do in Jesus' name. Now, in this encounter, the Bible says, he has chosen thee. The first thing you gain by this light is to understand how God has chosen you. You are chosen for something. Bible says you are a chosen generation. We are not just here by accident. We are determined to be here at this time. Number two, he said, he has chosen thee that thou shouldest know his will. Lighthouse, there is no time you encounter the light or the great light that the revelation of the will of God is not communicated. Praise the Lord. I want to zero in heavily on this. Let's go to Luke chapter 15, verse 8. Luke chapter 15, verse 8. The Bible describes there what constitutes our life and what we need to realize our life. Jesus was telling a parable here. He said, either a woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. Let's take some lesson here. You remember when Jesus will give talents to the disciples, Bible says it's like a man going to a far country and gave 10 talents to his 10 servants, one to each one of them. In this case, he said a woman having 10 pieces of silver. 10 in Hebrew numeric represents is a number of responsibility. It assigns us or informs us of what we must do and not what God must do. That's why he didn't give us 12 commandments. He gave us how many? Yeah. 10 commandments. 12 represents governance. It's the number of governments. That's why he chose 12 12 disciples. Praise the Lord. And about the children of Israel, there are 12 of them. About the heavenly Jerusalem, it has 12 foundations and 12 gates. It represents government. Praise the Lord. But in the case of this woman, Bible says she has 10 pieces of silver. She's held responsible for all of them. If she loses one, she does not content herself that she has 9 remaining. Now, let's take some lesson there. There is no part of our life that we should ignore to fulfill. Praise the Lord. There is no part of our life that we should ignore to realize the will of God. Now, the reality though is that many times we do so well in every area, but in the area of that the great light, talking about the knowledge of the will of God. Look at the story of Paul. He excelled so much. Bible says he profited in the religion of his fathers. He studied law under Gamaliel. He was very notable. Concerning the law, he was blameless. He was doing he achieved everything. But one piece was missing, which was the notice of the will of God for his life. My dear brother and sister, we must switch on the light to gain truth about what God wants us to do. Let's go back quickly to Acts chapter 22 now. I just wanted to bring that out there. that you cannot say, I've succeeded in other in every area, but the area that is important to God. You remember the story of that young rich ruler. He went to Jesus. He said, what else am I missing? And Jesus began to describe all the commandments from him. I've done this. Oh, he said, I've done that from my youth. Then he said, one thing lackest thou. And the great light shine light on that area. No. Praise God. See, that's how, you know, sometimes, please, I'm begging you, you cannot afford not to take responsibility for the whole. Praise God. You know, you can't say, what else am I asking for? I have children. I have a good husband. My wife is doing very well. We have car parked out right there. You know, our mortgage is paid off. What else can anybody ask for? You have to ask for the will of God, I tell you. Praise the Lord. You know, in that case, we fulfill everything. Lighthouse, the essence of the great light is to introduce you and I to what is appointed for us. Amen. CPA credential cannot take me to heaven. You will not be admitted to heaven because you are a jurist. Legal, luminary, extraordinary. That is here. Praise God. Lighthouse, you know, it doesn't count except it is appointed. Say it is appointed. Yeah. He said, he shall tell you what is appointed for you. Can you imagine that? He succeeded in every area until he encountered the great light that showed him the will of God. Let's go there back quickly. He said, the God of our fathers has chosen thee. Why you saw this great light? One is to highlight your chosen, you know, inherit, you know, what you are chosen, God's preference to use you. Number two, that thou shouldest know his will. Number three, that you should see that just one. He appointed you to see this great light. Number four, that you should hear the voice of his mouth. Praise God. Look at verse 15. And that you should be a witness of him to all men. Look at that. Look at what Paul has achieved by this light today. He didn't say men at his time. He said you should be a witness of God unto all, including you and I. What? And that's why I cannot understand why anybody would, through the light game from heaven, sell a product in church. I don't get it. I don't understand that gospel. How much royalty will Paul's family be deriving from the revelation of two-thirds of New Testament? Praise God. But see how many men are deriving good from his witness. Praise God. Why should we? I can't understand why we should sell CD when the light was given from above. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody sent me a text some time ago. We bought books for members in church. I don't understand, because anytime we want to buy books here, we buy it for all to whom it relates. Now, the person bought this book last year and did not read it, but we bought it by the church. Then she was blessed to read it. After she read it, she sent me this text. Somebody needs to help me. She sent me this text, and she said, Pastor, I just read the book you gave to us last year, and it has changed my life. I said, what? Now, imagine I ask them to buy it. Then that life will not be changed. Praise God. Did you catch the joke?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. I need to share this with you, how important it is to let your light so shine. I said, the Lord be with you. When we get to our new church, heavily funded library, sir.
Amen.
Good for the hand clap. When you, as you just enter, you haven't even touched any book, you will be lit straight away. Praise God. You think the government is joking when they build libraries all over the country? I can't understand why churches will not build and furnish libraries to enlighten the saints. Praise God. If you are not happy, we are not selling it, then give money. That's the only way you can show you are angry. Praise God. Just open a publishing company and say, Pastor, I'm not happy you are not charging money. Okay, then give us so that we won't be buying it. We'll just be reproducing it. Praise the Lord. The glory of light. He said, this has come to you that you may know the will of God, that you may see the just one, and you may hear the voice of his mouth. Verse 15 now says, for thou shalt be his witness unto all men. Let's stand up on our feet. I need to close up and share this with you. Revelations 21:23. You know, people don't like me saying we don't sell anything here. But I mean, if you sell yours, don't you say you sell it? They say go and buy it at the kiosk, at the gates there, before it runs out. No, light does not run out. Praise God. No way. Why should we benefit from the light God gives? Freely have you received? I need to be their marketing director, I tell you. Praise God. It says, and the city had no need of the sun. Remember, I told you there is a glory of the sun, there is a glory of the moon. Your career brings a measure of glory. Our background, our connection, our connectivity, everything we have a measure of glory. But about this city of God, he said, he had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp is the light thereof. This is the point. When you encounter the light that is from above, the first thing it does is that it makes you relevant. Praise God. He said the light will not need, the city will not need any sun, any moon to shine on it. The light in it, the glory in it, shine. Bible says you are a city set upon the hill that cannot be hid. Number two, it makes you a significant person in the team. Praise the Lord. As much as this place is furnished, light is the significant thing we all need here. If we switch on the light, every other thing will lose its color. You won't lose your color in Jesus' name. Number three, it makes you visible. Praise the Lord. My dear brother and sister, I want to launch us on a project. You know, that time is gone when you just come to church and then you don't do a follow-up. Church is God's school for his children. Praise God. So today we are launching your home assignment, your project. You know, they give our children project. Project Light. Praise God. Between now and December, Project Light. To know the will of God. Praise God. He said, this great light is shine upon you to know that you are chosen, to know the will of God, to hear the voice of the just one, and to make it be a witness, to hear his voice, and to make a witness of him to all nations. Now, there is something God put in you that people will trace to you. In the name of Jesus. There is something God put in you that people will trace to you. I stand by God to declare this project will bring you into new day in the name of Jesus. Please don't abandon it. Get yourself and say, God, send me this great light. As you went to school, praise God. As you paid tuition in school, so also you must devote yourself. The tuition for this project is time. Praise God. Some of us, we can't afford the cost of tuition, we borrow. You know what I'm saying? And then you say you pay back. Lighthouse, the cost to encounter the light that is from God is time. If you say you don't have time, how will you locate the great light? Let's lift our hands to God this morning and receive grace to light the candle. The Bible says the woman lost a piece and she lit a candle. Lighthouse, you cannot outsource it. You cannot delegate it. You cannot JBS it. Jehovah Mishe, there is nothing called JBS in the location of light. Receive grace today to know the will of God. You must locate it. Bible calls it the great light. Father Lord, we just want to thank you. Lighthouse, we must have a culture and a lifestyle that seek to understand the will of God. It is the light that is sown into our life. You must do it. When you get to your bedroom, lie on your floor, however you want it, and say, Lord, let me know the light. Let me see the light that comes from you. Paul did not return to Jerusalem, but he went forth to preach the gospel. You will go from here doing what God wants you to do. In the name of Jesus.